Welcome to the Tulsa Music Stream. And now, your host, Scott and Janice Squires. You want the dirt? You've got it.
Hey everyone, welcome to Tulsa Music Stream. This is episode 104.
Wow.
Yep.
That's a lot.
104.
That's a lot.
And we'll be joined with CJ Pierce. He's the guitar player for Drowning Pool. And we're excited to talk to him, all things Drowning Pool. And they just kicked off their second leg tour with Saliva. And we're looking forward to talking with him. But as always, make sure you share this stream on all your favorite groups. Your favorite pages, you know, tag some friends, let everyone know, and make sure you, if you're actually watching on YouTube, make sure you follow our Facebook page, Tulsa Music Stream. If you're, on YouTube or you're not on YouTube, please go to YouTube and hit subscribe on our YouTube channel, Tulsa Music Stream, hit that little bell and, hit like, and that helps us get more viewers and people to see this interview. It always helps the artists. As always, we're on Twitter and Twitch. On Twitter, we're at TUL Music Stream, and all your favorite audio podcast platforms like Spotify, Amazon, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and so many more. Just on your way to work, tune us in, man, and we'll be there.
Definitely appreciate you guys tuning in. 104 episodes into this journey, and it's been a blast so far. We had a great time at last episode, bringing it back home, talking to Glenn Townsend from iBolt. That was a great time. We appreciate you guys tuning in for that one, and we're taking it back national with this episode with CJ Pierce as we await his arrival. Like Scott said, they are, you know, it's spring, and what that means is it's touring season for these guys, and a lot of these guys, they hit it hard and heavy with their schedules, and not only just doing, you know, dates with maybe a couple bands where they hook up with a couple bands, but then getting on these festivals. And I can't wait to talk to him about all the different ones they're going to be on. They're going to be on quite a few this summer, and it's just fast and furious, hard and heavy schedule. And that's I know that's how these guys like it, because that's how they, you know, sustain themselves and stay connected with their fans. And so make sure you go out and check out not just Drowning Pool, but all these rock bands that are working super hard in the warm weather months to tour for you guys and put on these really enjoyable shows.
Yeah. I'm actually shocked that they were not on the Rocklahoma Festival. They're playing so many other festivals this summer, so I figured that they would definitely be on Rocklahoma. And when that lineup came out, I was actually shocked that they weren't on it.
Yeah, me too. But hopefully they will come. I can't remember how the closest date they're coming here, but you guys can check out all of their upcoming dates at drowningpool.live, and we're going to get more into that as we await his arrival. So while we're doing that, let's just shoot the breeze a little bit. We've mentioned Rocklahoma. You and I are getting really excited about a all-girl band from Mexico called The Warning, and they're on the Rocklahoma bill as well. What intrigued you about those girls? Because, I mean, you kind of are the one that turned me on to them, but, you know, what appeals to you about The Warning?
Well, I mean, I just kept seeing, like, videos and stuff on, you know, on my phone or whatever, you know, shorts, you know, YouTube, whatever, and they kept popping up. Mm-hmm. And I didn't put the two together, but The Warning, I remember seeing them, like, now, like, what they're doing now, and then I saw a video that they had on YouTube where it started them when they were very young. Mm-hmm. And I remember seeing, like, a video that went viral on Facebook or wherever. And I remember seeing that. It's like, wow, that's them. Like, wow.
They were so young. And then all of a sudden they were all grown up and just killing it out there. And, you know, there's something different about them. I can't quite put my finger on what it is, but I sure like what they're doing. I guess it's the songwriting. It's just kind of it's just kind of different, but make sure you go check out The Warning for sure.
Yeah. And as always, you know, we do have sponsors, and you know, like you see the little ticker going across the screen there. And, you know, we like to appreciate those guys, you know, Greg Shipman Photography and Oki PC, DB Concerts, Identity Merch, and Psychomo Films. We appreciate us. Filmworks, actually.
Yep, Psychomo Filmworks.
Anyway, we appreciate, you know, all of our sponsors for helping us out.
Yeah, and, you know, when we have this time to kill as we await the guest, it's probably a good idea to go ahead and spend a little bit of time. Oh, here he is. Very good. Well, that was perfect timing, so we'll work on getting him here in the room. He awesome. Is connecting to audio. I see his picture. So again, thank you guys. Make sure you share the stream with all your friends on all your social media. We'll get the word out. And he is joining us as we speak. CJ Pierce, how are you doing tonight?
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for having me on.
Hey, thanks for being with us. We were just telling the folks that we were actually going to talk to you a couple weeks ago. We had a little bit of difficulties hooking up. I think you were out in the middle of nowhere with no signal. So we decided to reschedule that. But at that time, you guys were just getting ready to start the segment of dates with Saliva and Any Given Sin on the Snafu Tour. So it looks like that little batch of dates just concluded a couple nights ago in St. Louis. Why don't you give us an update on how the shows went?
You actually just got home this morning, so this is working. I got a good signal here at the house.
Yeah, fantastic. It was
It's been great. You know, we've been touring and playing with Saliva since I think 2001 was the first time we actually played together with those guys, and it's been off and on through the years. So we did a tour with them in 2016, and again, friends and family, and great buds, man, and great shows. So yeah, it started. It was 2 weeks ago on this particular run. We were just driving around in the van. We got a bus for the next one, so it's forgive me if I'm a little like fuzzy from the last 2 weeks.
Hey man, it is all good. We feel your pain. And, you know, as a matter of fact, we're just talking about how, you know, touring season is upon us. And let me put up on the screen, you guys have a really full May as well. There are June and July dates to be announced, but all the people watching tonight, you guys can go to drowningpool.live to check out all the dates coming up. You can check out the tickets and the VIP packages that are available where you can meet the band. And like you said, man, you've got a couple more dates with Saliva, and then you've got Above Snakes on a lot of these dates as well. Alien Ant Farms on a couple of these. So, yeah. So
that's cool.
Dude, tell me, whoops, I put that wrong screen back up. Tell me if I'm correct about this. Is it safe to say that touring is the bread and butter for bands in the year 2024? I mean, this is truly how a band sustains itself financially, stays connected to its fan base. Is that a fair statement to make?
It definitely is. I mean, we love touring. We've been touring off and on, you know, for a good 20 plus years. We're actually coming up on the 25 year anniversary for the Center Record. And just like anything in life for everybody, I mean, it's been such an up and down flow for us between management, label. Obviously, there's been a, you know, couple of singer switches, as you guys know.
Yeah.
But we're going strong again. You know, Ryan's been back in the band now for a year. You know, we're going to do some reunion shows. And the main reason why that came up, you know, we had a show with Pantera, the first show back in the States in May 5th. And, you know, big festivals, a few of them were around that as well. So, you know, we brought Ryan back in the fold, man. And just the second he walked in here, we just started writing songs together again. And you know, a bunch of show offers have been coming up. So we've been going strong. It's been awesome to do this. I mean, the main thing, like you said it earlier, that I love about touring and I miss because we haven't done a lot since COVID, you know, it's the connection with the fans. We've made so many fans, so many friends and family across the country. And we've been, you know, playing music and touring allows us to literally hang out with everybody. I mean, yes, we put on a show, we're bringing the rock music to your town, but it's also great for me, especially these last 2 weeks, to reconnect with friends I haven't seen in years. And that's probably one of my favorite parts about touring. Just,
dude, yes. Then that's a perfect segue into my next question, because I wanted to ask you, you know, COVID was so hard on all of us, especially the entertainment industry when touring just came to a halt. Tell me what you're seeing out there on the road. Do you feel like you're starting to see a full return of the fans the way it was pre-COVID? Are you still feeling like maybe not everyone has quite come back yet, or is it full on, people are ready to get going again?
You know, it seems like it's full on. Everybody's been out. We had a lot of sold out shows, which was amazing. Thank you everyone for coming out. You know, we all had a great time together. We're going to continue to do that. It's tough on everybody. It's tough for us coming out of COVID. It was a slow start, I think. You know, last year, year before last, getting into it, but everybody's out again. You can hug people again, which is nice. I'm a hugger. So it's,
absolutely,
that was probably one of my biggest issues with the COVID. Like, hey, give me a hug, buddy. You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, things are going stronger. It seems like everybody's out having a great time with it. Just like, you know, when we first started doing it, it's like 90s or 2000s. I love that we had that vibe. And again, a lot of friends of ours and family have kids now. I never thought about the longevity of the band. I never knew bodies, but the bodies still would still be hanging out and
right.
still getting used for, you know, like commercials and movies and whatever. It's such an amazing, fun song to play. I can't wait to play it every night.
Absolutely.
And see, you know, friends out there and, you know, a younger generation coming out and having a great time. It's just a great time. It's a rock show.
Great.
You know, we've had many, many artists on here who have those anthem songs that, you know, get played in, like, you know, basketball games, football games. You go to these games, hockey games, and there's bodies and you hear it, you know, being played in the through the PA system. And it's got to be an amazing feeling. You know, I mean, not every band has that song, that anthem song,
right,
where you can go to any kind of an event and your song is getting played through the PA system.
Yeah, it's pretty wild, man. I'm eternally grateful for that. And again, it came up just like anything else. And instantly we were in the rehearsal room just jamming and writing songs like we do. And that the song is just, it just has a life of its own. And like you said, you know, being at events and stuff, especially here, you know, we're based out of Dallas and, you know, even going to, like, you know, football game or anything, you know, you just in the background, they have music every now and then, and you just hear bodies getting played and people start singing along to it. It's an awesome feeling. It's like just listening to it. When I'm playing it, I'm in one mind frame, you know, performing the song, but to sit back and hear it and see the reaction to it, it's pretty wild, man. It's awesome.
I mean, shit. Yeah. I mean, we went to, went to the Dallas Stars you know, before the Dallas Cowboys on Thanksgiving. And of course, you know, there's something going down, bodies are getting played, you know, and so it's
just pumped up. It's good workout music. I've been told.
Absolutely.
About
yes. But, you know, you did bring up, you know, writing some new music and everything. And just a week ago, you guys was talking about having, like, you have like three new songs. I guess one is
right before
kind of one is ready.
Right before we got up for this one, the week before we did, we recorded three, got three, you know, that we're focusing on right now. And I'm going to go back actually next week to our producer who's based out of Vegas. And we're just going to finish up what we didn't get to finish before we left. So I'm excited about that too. You know, it's the first time we have new music with Ryan McCombs in like 13 years. And again, everything's organic and natural. It's, you know, we just started jamming and it just came out like that. You know, it's not trying to push anything or any agenda. You know, if things happen, if Brian would came here and just, we just did reunion stuff and that was it, then that, you know, that would have been it. But we just had this writing, this great writing relationship. And it was awesome to click like that again, especially with everybody in the band. You know, we're all sat down before we finish up like the lyrics and all the singing. I mean, we all sat down at the table and bounced ideas off each other to fine tune the songs. And it's awesome to work with my brothers like that, and have that kind of relationship where everybody has some input and say into it. So when the song comes out, all four of us love what we do with it. So
awesome.
Tell me what your conversations are like when it's time to start writing new material. You know, some bands, you've got bands like AC/DC, and they have that formula and they don't deviate from that formula. It's pretty cut and dry what you're going to get on an AC/DC album.
Yeah.
I'm curious, when you guys are getting ready to create some new material, does it usually come up in conversation like, hey guys, we need to try something fresh and different? Or is it more like, hey guys, we have our formula, let's stick to what works?
It's actually none of those things at all. Sorry.
No,
the answer
that's
is
great.
D, none of the above. I mean, some people, you know, they approach it like that. I know some bands have like the songwriter in the band or two guys write, or some people don't. I love the fact that we all just get in the room and jam. It's a feeling thing. It's you know, music's expressing what's going on at the time. So,
yeah,
you know, the way ideas usually come up with us with Drownapool is just, hey, man, I have this feeling, this idea. Oh, what do you think about this? Or this subject matter, or something comes up, like we should write something about that. It's always just, it's different. It's not really a set formula. Or we need to sound like this, or we need to sound like that. You know, it was unfortunate that, you know, we lost Dave Williams in 2002 from cardiomyopathy, but also allowed us to work with other singers. You know, they all have their own, you know, style and where they fit within the music Mike, Steve, and I write. So that was also fun. I wouldn't say challenge as much as just, you know, coming up with what you feel and then see how it works with the strong points of the singer that's singing to it as well. So it just comes up. It's everything's, again, whatever you feel at the time, that's what we write. It's never been trying to follow the trend, which is, I'm fine with bands that do that, or trying to fit in here or there. We try to keep it 100%, you know, original.
But I think when you approach it with that attitude, it probably takes a lot of pressure off your shoulders, and it probably just really frees up the whole creative process, because if you're overthinking it and you're like, man, I've got to stay with my formula, I think that can really cramp your style and probably make the process a whole lot harder and more unpleasant too.
I think maybe it does. And there's a few bands out there that have that formula, like AC/DC as an example, and it works for them. And that, you know, it probably works for them to stick with it. I mean, with us, we've kind of been all over the board with obviously singer changes and stuff, but everybody knows Bodies. And that's the core sound of what we have anyway. And the excitement of Ryan coming back in the band, you know, with the new songs that we have are equal to, or if not more jamming than Bodies, and not intentional. Like we have to like write a Bodies part two or another song. It's like, right, we just have that fire again. So it just comes out like that. And the other thing too, that I miss, that's a big part of my writing, which is helping out now, you know, during COVID. I mean, we go on tour and then I come up with riffs and ideas, especially after I get off stage. I still have that adrenaline rush. So, I come home and put those ideas together. So we're not able to tour for a long time, especially with COVID. And I get a lot of inspiration from being on the road and being with fans. So, yeah. I didn't have a lot. It was the first time in my life, like the writing stuff kind of slowed down. It was weird for me. And again, like I said, Ryan back in the band, and we just did all these tours. You know, all these shows, all these ideas are coming out again, and that's where it's at. And capture that energy from the rock show that you're at, that intensity that you have, and write more songs.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
that reflect that. So that's kind of where we're at right now with that's these great. Three new ones.
And you said it's been 13 years since you've wrote with Ryan McCombs, and he's explained it as it's been some intense writing. Says you guys have been writing music like crazy.
Yeah, we have a lot of ideas. We had to hone in on some and get something out at this point, but we do have a lot of stuff on the table. And the other thing that's fun too, like even, you know, just after, you know, we parted ways with Ryan, you know, we thought it'd be like a, you know, maybe a couple of months break, not 13 years, but anyway, we're here now. But I had a lot of ideas and songs in that mind frame that, you know, I usually just write what's here and what's relevant, what's happening. But I definitely have a few other songs that were on the back burner that just I had his voice in mind for it. So at some point, I'd like to get to those ideas as well. But right now, everything's just fresh on the table with the energy that we have. And it's intense, man. It's you know, like that. There's a lot of feelings involved. Like us, you know, getting to know the new us, you know, years later. I mean, we're all very different people now. Sure. As you grow and evolve. And it's just, dude, we're having the best time. Like, I didn't know this was going to happen in my life. And you know, I'm excited that we're here. I'm blown away that we're here now. The shows have been great. Like I said, we just got done the 2 weeks with Slide. We have three more weeks in May, and then we have June and July shows, as you saw in there. So yeah. I'm looking forward to it, man. I'm looking forward to seeing everybody again.
So cool.
So, you know, is touring getting any easier for you from when you guys first started out in 2001? You know, age, of course, is always an issue with getting older and everything, you know, and now.
Oh, yeah. My ankles and my knees hate me for jumping a lot. I'm still jumping every time I play. Right. Might hurt a little bit more, but I don't always talk about that.
You got to have
does it get any easier? It's still pretty, you know, like this last 2 weeks we just got a van and drove ourselves. I say drove, you know, I did a lot of the driving, you know, at night after the show. I'm so amped up. Mm. So we still like, sometimes, you know, you're still on the grind with it. Just everybody jump in the van and let's go. But we'll have a bus on the next run. It's a little bit, you know, I wouldn't say hard on the body. Like, you know, we got home yesterday and Ryan's sitting at my house right now. He's here. And he has a show at Soil on a Friday or Saturday, birthday. And then he's back home for a little bit. But we went to the gym today. So that was like, you know, I would rather sleep in, but also you got to stay active.
So sure.
Do you ever add any Soil songs on your set?
We haven't, you know, we did back when Ryan first came in the band, we played one or two songs. That was back in, was it 2006 maybe or seven?
Yeah.
But no, I mean, still active and they're doing their thing. We're all friends and buddies, you know. Yeah. I love Tim and Adam, they're all great guys. I actually saw Soil play about 3-4 weeks ago when they came through Dallas right before we started our tour.
And, that's so cool.
I want to back.
Yeah, it's.
Yeah, sir, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just saying, it's, you know, we're all friends and family. And so those are their songs, we do our style. All good.
That's good awesome. Stuff. I want to backtrack just a minute. We talked about how you're getting into touring season, and that also equates to festival season. You guys are on numerous festivals, including Rockville, Sonic Temple, Upheaval, Louder Than Life, Aftershock, to name a few.
But now, not Rocklahoma.
Yeah,
not
we're going to miss you here.
I know. Isn't that weird?
Yes.
I mean, we used to play that all the time, especially when it started. The last time I played it was actually I have a band with my brother called As Above, So Below, and that's the last time I actually played Rocklahoma a few years back when we played on it. I would love to get on there. Somebody make a call.
Yeah, for sure. We'll work on that.
I don't know if we got a call to make it happen, but it's just, you know, it's just right up the street from us.
Absolutely.
So tell me what that's...
I love doing every festival. I love to be in every single one of them. You know, you can't get them all, but I'm just excited that we're back on it now and that things have turned around for us, especially with flying back in a van.
For sure, dude. And let's talk about that. So I'm always curious, like, how do the logistics behind doing festivals work? Is it a deal where you guys are so busy that you go the day of the show, you do your set, and then boom, you're off on the road again? Or is there usually like a couple days where you can kind of have some hang time with the friends and the other bands and check out their sets? How does that work for you guys?
Normally, we were talking about tying everything together between festivals and doing, you know, shows in between it. So there's a few spots in the summer where we're just going to the festival, we're playing and leaving. So there might be one or two where I might be able to be there the whole weekend, which I would prefer to do that because I'm a fan of music at the end of the day. Like, it's awesome for me to play, for us to play our show, Adrenaline Pool show, but you know, I get to be at a festival. And I've my whole life I'm going to rock shows, and I still go to rock shows. The day I come home from tour, if there's a show tonight, tomorrow night, I'm going to the show. It's like, you know, I love being at a rock concert. So with that, you know, what you're saying, sometimes we have to play and leave depending on how far the next venue is. But with a couple of these, couple of festivals coming up, they're just going to be a weekend show for us, so I'm going to try to hang out and catch everybody and catch up. I mean, most of the bands that we've been around for like coming up on 25 years. Let's not do math. My angles and knees. Yeah, I know. I feel it. So, right. But yeah, a lot of the bands, if most of them that are on the festivals we play with at some point, that's what I love. I love catching up with everybody. Sure. That's one of my favorite things. That's one of the favorite parts. You get to play your show, yes, but you get to catch up and see your buddies play.
Absolutely.
All the other bands.
You know, you mentioned touring with Saliva and all the times that you've toured with them. And now, you know, Bobby is heading the band now, and we lost an icon, Wayne.
Lost Wayne, man. That was a tough one. It was a really tough one.
So I was just curious of like, what's the vibe like now with the band? And of course, you know, you had spent a lot of time with Wayne yourself. The vibe like?
Wayne was the first person I met in Saliva. We did it was WrestleMania 2018, and you know, live on TV. The Sky Dome is I don't know how many 67,000 people. I don't even know, but the people watching. It was one of the few times before I went on stage. I was a little bit nervous, and that's when I met Wayne. He's like, "Well, hey man, I got one of these Canadian cigarettes, if you know what I mean." So we hit that thing, went out and played, and you know, I've been buds. The thing that I guess, you know, the word regret is the right word or not, but you know, him and I were friends. You know, he's kind of a mentor to me. We would talk even when we're off the road. I've always stayed in touch with Wayne, and we always talked about writing some songs together and doing stuff together. We never got around to doing that, so it's that really changed my head a little bit on that one. You know, I have intentions of doing stuff in life and you don't get around to doing it, you know, you got to get on it and make it happen. So it's you know, I'm trying to turn it to a positive thing to where, you know, I keep on keeping on and keep writing music. And, you know, all the love and respect. He was a great dude. And Sly was doing a great, man. They have nothing but all, you know, we have his Wayne's picture up there every night. And I love it where Sly evolved. I mean, a lot of bands, you know, this is just happens. I mean, people, what's the divorce rate in America? Like, you know, you've been married once or twice, you know, you go through, you know, members and bands. It's a normal thing, but all the musicians they have right now, man, it's top notch. Like everybody in the band, you know, they're all amazing, dude. It's like, I love the vibe that they have now. And that's the Saliva evolved. And Bobby's such a great songwriter, such a great singer. All those cats are like everybody in the band. So it's awesome to see them play. They put on an amazing show. I mean, they super pro.
Very cool. Let's I know you're exhausted. We're not going to keep you super, super long, but if you don't mind, I just kind of want to get back to the origins of the band a little bit. You guys' story is fascinating. It formed in 96 in Dallas. You and your drummer Mike moved from New Orleans to Dallas and recruited Stevie Benton for bass. Would you say that the allure of moving to Dallas, did that primarily stem from the influence Pantera had on you, and because of what you guys saw was going on in the Dallas area musically at that time?
Yeah, it was, you know, again, I grew up in New Orleans. I did some jazz and blues. My heart's always been in metal. And, you know, Mike and I, that we're playing, we went through bass players and singers. And the scene in New Orleans at that time, even now, it's not, you know, the biggest metal scene. Obviously, Dallas was blown up. Yes, Pantera being one of the many bands that were coming out of Dallas, you know, early 90s. And, you know, again, we were friends with Stevie, and Stevie was doing the same thing. You know, he was trying to get the early inception of Drowning Pool together, and he's looking for, you know, the right mix of guys. And then once Dave came into the picture in 96, man, that's when things just clicked and started taking off for us. So it was a lot of that. It was the scene was happening in Dallas more so than in New Orleans. You know, we knew Stevie, solid bass player, and then and Mike and I went to high school together. We all, then went to different high schools together, but known each other since high school. And we had just had that connection since day one. And I love that. I mean, especially now, stronger than ever, especially now since we're independent. No management, no label. We've all taken on different roles within the band to make stuff happen. And it's another thing that's brought us even closer together.
Yeah.
Taking hold of your career for the love and passion of music, because the thing that's been killing it, and it kills a lot of musicians and bands, is, the business is tough. With anything, it's just life, it's business. So the fact that we always seem to come together when things happen and make it through. So it's been great. It's been awesome.
You mentioned being independent. That's such a big step, and I can't imagine how much more workload that must add to you guys. Give us kind of a sense of that. Like, what have you had to take on responsibility-wise that maybe was handled by previous management when you weren't independent?
I mean, just from the small things, the smaller things, just from, normal management stuff, from travel, flights, hotels, whatever, that stuff's easy. Like on this one, we got a Sprinter. I just got a bus quote in. To have a tour bus, crew, getting all your crew, make sure everybody's paid. I mean, that's part of it too. Like, we have, four crew members. They need to be taken care of. And then now just figuring out where you go independently music wise without a label, without management. So we're doing all that. We're all making those calls together and those decisions, into the new world, the new way of doing things to get the music out there. The first thing we got to do is finish these songs up next week and go from there to get them out to the fans. So it's exciting for us too, to get the music out. The last record and everything that we did, we recorded before COVID, and then all these promises were made during COVID, and after COVID, nothing happened with it. So, this is disappointing, disheartening. I know a lot of bands go through that, as well. It's just wild to me in this day and age that, that happened. So that was like, I'm done. We're doing everything ourselves. I'm not going to rely on anybody else. If you want to make something happen, you got to do it yourself. So
yeah, absolutely, man.
Yeah.
We had Elias from Nonpoint on about a month or so ago.
Yeah.
They've started their own label, and listening to him and listening to you, it's kind of like listening to the same guy. If you want something done right, you do it yourself. And
Elias is great. He's got so much energy too. And he's, they went independent before us, and we toured together off and on. I love to tour with them again. It's been a while, but Elias is a great buddy. They're on the same thing, and I'm happy that, it's more work. Yes. And it's a learning curve. But it's also you are in control of your career, and if anybody's gonna screw you over, it's just yourself. So
that's right.
You can be mad at anybody, just be mad at yourself instead of being mad at somebody else that said they're gonna do something and whatever.
Right.
You guys have always been upfront about your influences and music that you listen to when you guys were starting out. Everything from Motley Crue to all the hair metal stuff to of course Metallica and Pantera. It's strange to think about like what you guys had to go through with the death of your first singer, Dave Williams. And it's almost the same fashion on how Cliff Burton, how Metallica had to go with what they kind of had to go through.
Yeah, Alice in Chains too, man. That was that was a tough one.
Right. But you guys were on tour, and happened on a tour bus, just like Cliff.
Yeah.
And so you kind of have to go. We had to go see that, so that had to be
pretty mind blowing, man. It was one of the hardest experiences in my life, by far, especially losing first and foremost one of your best friends besides the whole music thing. And then, I've been guilty of it too. Singer, one of my favorite bands passed away. I don't know. It's not going to be the same. This guy, you have this thing, this loyalty to what you heard. I understand that aspect because I've heard a lot of those things too. But I mean, look at Alice Chains now. And Alice in Chains, a dude's amazing. Even with Pantera, love Diamond and Vinny, nobody's like those two guys in this whole world. But, Zach is out there killing it. Charlie's out there as well. And, paying homage and respect to Pantera. And we were all friends. I got pictures and video of us all hanging out. Me and Zach, Charlie, and Don, and Vinny, and we're just keeping the music alive and keeping, that love and passion alive. So, it's hard. It's been hard rollercoaster ride, but here we are. We've been working with Ryan, and Ryan's back in the band now. So these things happen, and and here we are having, you know, having fun again. That's what it's all about.
Absolutely.
Right. I mean, Dave's legacy will forever be intact in the metal community. But like she brought up AC/DC. I mean, look, Brian Johnson came in Back in Black.
They came in strong too, man. So yeah. All of them respect to, and like, you know, we have respect to Dave every night. We still play a lot of songs off the Center record, and with the 25 year anniversary coming up, we have a lot of great stuff that I want to do. I have been working on to start bringing out. It's 20 year anniversary, but that happened during COVID and everything fell flat. So I already had a collection of things I wanted to do then, and I have even more so I've been working on. So there's a lot of we have a lot of old stuff with Dave Williams. I mean, so much. I have all these songs that nobody's ever heard. We have a lot of rehearsal room stuff that we've done. We have a couple of cover songs that we did that nobody's ever heard. So I'm looking forward to getting that out there. And Ryan, again, you know, Ryan and Dave, you know, they knew each other for a short period of time. But you know, keeping out, like I said, my respect to Dave Williams always.
Absolutely.
Well, Bodies, they would hit the Billboard at number 6 on the mainstream rock tracks. That had to be an exciting time. You know, you guys were just off and running. I mean, off and running. The song is everywhere. And suddenly all of these like controversies just start popping up all over. Of course, the 9/11, the attacks, the radio stations decided to stop playing. That had to, like, I mean, I totally understand the reasoning, but you guys, the momentum, you know, that had to be sort of dagger for you.
It's sucked out of us on the regular. It's just kind of like, you know, you take the good with the bad. It's been quite the roller coaster ride in extreme situations for us. You know, I hate it when people interpret the songs in a kind of negative way, because it's not a negative song. Like the Bicep at the Forge, it's simply about jumping off the stage and being in the pit. It's not anything other than that. So it's, you know, whenever kind of negative lights get shed on it, it's rough. I mean, you know, the thing with 9/11, if they took the song off the radio, our take on that was like, if that's what it needs to happen for everybody to feel better about it, you know, I understand. Take it off whatever you think is going to help out in some sort of way. But here we are now. We do a lot of stuff with the NWR and USO, and we go through stuff with troops every year. We just went to Poland over the holidays for Christmas and New Year's. You know, everybody's families and wives were cool with us go over there to play for our troops. We have a lot in Poland right now, so we went and played these long hour and set, you know, almost 2-hour sets for these guys, you know, because they're over there, they're stuck over there for holidays, they can't be home, so we brought some rock and roll to them. So you know, so it's the giving backs.
Yes.
So, you know, keeping it on the positive.
Absolutely.
The thing that amazes me when I did a lot of research is how you guys, when you guys were on the Ozfest tour and you're at on the 10 a.m. third stage, you know, slot.
Yeah.
And somehow, bam, you're landed on the main stage. I mean, that's quite of a jump. That's a hell of a leap for a band, you know, to starting out and then suddenly now you're on a main stage. What was that feeling like? Was there a lot of trying to figure out how to handle some of that pressure, or was it just easy?
Dude, it was pretty wild. And I, again, eternally grateful and thankful for it, because this is not something that happens to most bands. I mean, we did blow up pretty fast. Within 2 weeks after the record came out, it went gold and then platinum. And like you said, we were the first band to start Ozfest 2001. And the very first show, they didn't even open the gates yet. We had to start playing. So we're playing, you know, we're like 20-minute set. And then, you know, right when we get, you know, to Bodies, they open up the gate and everybody runs to the stage and we play Bodies and they just start this massive pit. So you just knew the song had something to it already. And 2 weeks later, you know, it's blown up. And, you know, Sharon, you know, she moved us up in the slots, which I did go to each band and say, hey, you know, I apologize for moving ahead of them, because I didn't think that was right. This is where we were booked. But I do appreciate the fact that she did that. You know, our song was everywhere. So I didn't want to jump over and supersede other bands. So, you know, we did that and we moved up. And next thing you know, we're on the main stage, man. It was a lot. You know, we toured straight for 18 months there, almost 18, 19 months.
Yeah.
Nonstop, what you do. And then unfortunately, you know, Dave, you know, had cardiomyopathy.
You got to tell me, though, when you're that young and your success level comes that fast and is that stratospheric, I mean, is it what you always hear? Like, it's just at that point, it's super easy to fall into the temptations and the vices. And did you guys find that affecting you a lot, or were you keeping your heads on pretty straight?
Well, I grew up in New Orleans, and, you know, it was always about, you know, drinking and partying. It's just a way of life,
right?
For us. But, you know, none of us have, like, crossed the line and gone too far with it. If anybody would have, it would have been me. But I definitely had my moments of pretty going pretty crazy and insane stories, at least the ones that I remember. Yeah. I mean, I do everything for fun, you know, it's all out of fun and stuff. When you look back now, you're like, I don't know if they found that funny, man. You might have been pretty wasted on that. But all in the name of rock and roll and good fun.
Oh,
but,
sure.
Yeah, I mean, all of us had, you know, with our band, I mean, we've all been through several things that you know, a lot of bands have broken up over, but we've always come together and worked together on these things and have great communication on and help each other out. But it's been up and down flow, you know. I mean, right now, you know, I might have a cold beer. That's it. I mean, we're all like in the 50-year-old club.
So. Sure. Oh, we feel you on
I
that.
Everything. There was a time when I was like, oh, what do you have? Ooh, what is this?
Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah, those days are over.
Yeah, I'm good with that now. I have my fun. I'm good.
Right on.
I'm still alive. Hey.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
You've spent 10 years with Jason as your lead singer. I guess towards the end, maybe some management problems were going on. I'm not exactly sure. I know you said that he kind of wanted to spend some time with his family and everything. Is everything still on the up and up with him, you know, as far as that friendship?
Yeah, everything's great. You know, we had an awesome 10 years, some intense shows with Jason Moreno, three great records, amazing records that we did together. I just, you know, we kind of felt coming towards the end with Jason. Like, I think one big thing too with COVID, a lot of people staying home with their family instead of touring. And plus he's got a big family, a lot of stuff going on. So I think it was a mix of that, in the mix of like management and a label just like completely just failing the last record. I think it was a little bit of both that just had him like, you know, I'm out. I can't blame him for that. You know, it's 10 hard years and, you know, just the last, you know, coming out of that COVID and stuff, we just got, you know, screwed over again. So, we started doing stuff, you know, as a three piece for a minute, because I'm like, I'm not going to get on the singer, I'm not going to manage a label. So we had a lot of shows, which was fun to play. But we've always had the front man, and that's the kind of band that we are. So it's not something we plan on doing or ever being like the three piece. We just had shows left over and it was fun to do them, and playing, but Brian's, you know, Brian's always been the guy. I think, you know, since Dave, Brian's just really, his voice just fits with our style of music.
Yeah.
And he's the front man, you know, I'm just gonna sit back and count to four and play my guitar, man.
Yeah. You've given Ryan a lot of love, and you've already kind of gone into the detail from the question I had for you. Just, you know, maybe expand on it just a little bit more. What is it about Ryan that makes him the right fit for Drowning Pool?
You know, Ryan's got a good heart. He's a great person first and foremost. And I've always feel like, you know, friends and family before you even start writing and create music together. And, you know, we've been through a lot of hard things together in the past, you know, when we were first together, and we're all in a great place now. So it's, you know, that's what it is. He's a great dude. He's got a powerful voice. You know, he's you know, I know the right word to describe it and say, go get her, but he's on top of everything. Like he's, you know, he wants to do this. I mean, he's singing in Soil. He's singing with us now. He does an acoustic set over in the UK. You know, he's all about it. He's, you know, he's working hard right now. His voice is stronger than ever because he never stops singing. So
wow,
that's so great, man.
Yeah, we actually played a Rocklahoma. You know, they have the three stages, and on one stage there was like some delays on one stage, and so Soil was playing the exact same time. I mean, her band was playing. I was like, shit.
Oh man,
everyone's gonna be over there. Yeah. Yeah. So that was
plus
we didn't get to go over there and, you know, get to watch it. So, you know, that's always a bummer when bands are playing during your performance as well. But, you know, we did talk a little bit about, you brought up Dime and, you know, the guys in Pantera, and I know you're close. You're from Dallas, and he even gave your Dave nickname Stage.
Dave Stage.
So what's the current lineup of Pantera? What are your thoughts on it? And
oh man, I think it's amazing, dude. You know, they did such a great job. You know, we played the show with them last May, and they're keeping it real. They're bringing the metal. I mean, nobody's gonna ever play like that. I mean, I had this conversation with Zach. Actually, we're hanging out in front of a lot of people and a video camera's on, but you know, there's this stuff that Diamond, you know, he was you know, one of a kind. And there's things like, was he doing this? Was this genius or was he just drunk? Why would you do this on the star? Like, right? It's one or the other. I mean, nobody's going to be there, but you know, Zach kills it, man. Charlie kills it. Like, it's, you know, you close your eyes, it's Pantera, and Phil's still on it. Rex is still on it, man. Rex is killing it. Like their show was massive. They put on a great show. The song selection, like the set list, that was awesome. And they have a nice, awesome tribute piece in the middle. For them. So they're doing it right. So, yeah. You know, just go see it. I mean, a lot of people have their opinions. I know sometimes, you know, Phyllis says things. I know how we think. We're from Louisiana, and he means one thing. He might have come out the different way than what you mean. So I know sometimes you say stuff, you mean in one thing, it's misinterpreted another way. But they're doing it right. They're doing it in a matter of respect to Dom and Benny. So you got my approval.
You know, when they first announced that lineup, and I was cool with it. I was like, man, just let them go out there, do their thing. The one that I was trying to figure out was because Charlie, his drumming style, he's an amazing drummer, but they're sort of two, you know, one's more of a solid, you know, he's got his, Vinny's got his, you know, his groove.
Yeah, those kind of things, man.
And Charlie,
doing it too, man.
Right, yeah. But he's pulling it off, and he's sounding great. And so I just kind of wanted your opinion on that.
Why don't we talk about one of Charlie's bandmates? And I've got this really cool picture of you guys playing with Joey Belladonna on the Shiprocked cruise.
Talk about a dream come true.
Dude, tell us more.
I'm
because
such a huge fan.
Yes, we are too. Tell us more about that night.
You know, I've been very fortunate to do, I think it's 5 Shiprocks now. And, you know, the way it works, as you know, like you used to get just different musicians from different bands, and you pick, you usually get like 3 songs to play. It's a lot of stuff's kind of last minute, and you get one like rehearsal song once. So, that's one of them that came up, and you know, you're not always sure who's going to be doing what until you get towards, you know, closer to the thing. But I mean, I've been such an Anthrax fan forever, and the play, dude, he's such an amazing singer too. Oh my God. Like his vocal range is insane. And you know, to play with him, it was awesome. It was like just mind blowing. Cause again, when he's another one of your heroes and you get to play a song with him, you know, I did one year, was it Buddy Roots and Head was over there playing. Of course, one's one of my favorite bands. I mean, I know them, we tour together, but I'm still like a fan. So I'm looking over and there's Head and here I am. We're just like, you know, so all of those have been great, especially Joey Belladonna. He's just such a sweet guy too, man. Such a great voice. My God.
Yeah. He's still pulling it off.
Yeah. He's still got it all these years later. For sure, man.
Are we still here? Did I lose you?
Oh, wait, we hear you, but your video's kind of froze up. There you are.
There you are. You're back.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
But,
no,
you know,
no. It's all good.
Drowning, trying to get me again.
Drowning Pool's jokes. Gone from
are
Kitty.
Are we freezing up again? No.
Oh.
Oh, no. Can you, CJ?
Oh, no.
We can hear you, dude. We can hear you.
Yeah,
we still got a signal.
Hey,
Can you hear us?
There you are.
Can you hear us? All right.
So Drowning Pool has gone from touring with Kitty to Disturbed. And you just mentioned Pantera and you know, did all these great things. What would you like to see Drowning Pool do coming in the near future? Are there anything that you haven't done?
We haven't done a tour with Metallica.
There you go.
There you go.
Hey, what's up, guys? Yeah. A few festivals with them. Hey, guys. I mean, that's epic. We've been fortunate to play with a lot of bands. We did a little run with Kiss, which is really wild for us to be able to play with them. We did a handful of shows. We've done some festivals with Metallica. Yeah. I don't know. I just, you know, anybody and everybody, let's go. You know, I love the fact that like, all these festivals that are happening this year, let's just, you know, keep that going as a full tour and just have that go everywhere. I'd love to play with those dudes. Yeah, Metallica's still on the bucket list, a full tour.
Cool.
We've toured with so many bands. Like, you know, we had a great run with Godsmack. We had a great run. Like, we got a show kind of with POD that just happened. And I love those dudes.
Man.
I'm hoping that we played, you know, Nonpoint, we haven't done a full run together in years, but those are close buds and that energy always seems to fit together. So, yeah, I just, you know, make the rounds again.
Yeah.
Let's see this.
Cool. Doesn't sound like there's going to be any kind of stopping for you, man. It's like you're still going. That's awesome.
Yeah, we're still going. It's great. And like I said, we have a lot of, with Ryan come back in to the band, we have a lot of, it's like, you know, we're right from what we feel I love it. You know, songs just come across stronger like that when you just, it's a, you're expressing something that you feel, something that we all feel. And it's fine if bands write to try to fit in or this style, that's your style. But for us, it's just purely like what's going on right now. And that's what we put out there. And I think people can relate to that, you know, more so.
Yeah. So before we cut you loose, we got to ask you about this beautiful lady. This is your better half. This is Elena. Tell us a little bit about her.
Oh man, she is amazing. The love of my life. I'm very fortunate. You know, yeah. She sings and she plays bass. And we do, we've been, you know, we sometimes on Sunday nights, we sit in the garage and just play songs together. We haven't done a full show. We've always talked about doing that together, but, you know, she's my support. She's been here, you know, holding the fort down, when I'm gone. And we've been fortunate. We played on stage together. We did the Linkin Park tribute and, 99 Problems mixed, with, was that the song? She was doing like the Jay-Z parts, singing it live, and she had the dreads out. So
right on.
We've done a handful of things together, but, yeah, thank you for bringing it up.
Absolutely.
She's definitely happy. Her and the dog and the kids, that's why I'm outside, because they're in the house. They're like, daddy's home. It's so loud in there, you wouldn't hear anything. So,
well, I mean,
we had the love. So I'm like, let me go outside real quick, make a phone call.
I mean, you just get home. Probably the last thing she wants to hear is you talking about the damn band again.
No kidding.
No, she's so supportive. You would think it'd be like that, but she's all music. You know, the whole household's like that. I have the home studio, and I just basically turn in the garage into the kids' playroom, which is now going to be a jam room. It's just all things music here, man. I love that. I love that we have that kind of life and relationship. And you know, we've known each other for 10 plus years. And you know, we've been married three coming up on 4 years now. It's pretty wild.
Yeah. Cool, well, go put some burgers on the grill and kick your feet up, man. Enjoy some rest time before you have to hit it again.
The grill's right here.
There you go.
Perfect.
There, that's awesome.
That's funny, man. That you said that. When I go off the phone, I'm gonna go fire it up.
Absolutely.
Well, let's this man have his life back. Well, thank you so much for spending some time with us tonight. We encourage everybody to go check out Drowning Pool on some dates near you this summer. Go to drowningpool.live for all that information. Buddy, thank you so much for your time. You be safe out there, and we'll see you out on the road.
If you can help us share this amazing interview on some of your social pages, and that would help us out. And
I'll share it with the world. And y'all based out of Tulsa, right?
Absolutely.
Aunts and my cousins live there. Some of my kids that live in Oklahoma City. And so, it's the Oklahoma and Texas relationship that's always been there.
Very cool, man. Well, God bless you, man. Be careful out there. Thanks again for your time, CJ Pierce.
All right. Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right. Rock take care,
on,
buddy.
Rock
we'll
on.
See you. Thanks, man. All right. Bye-bye. What a nice guy.
That's cool.
Man, what a great guy. He's got more energy than I would if he just got in from tour this morning. Bless his heart. I don't know how these guys do it, but it takes a special breed to go out there and do what they do. I'll stick with my little weekend cover band. That's plenty for me. Plenty.
Yeah, he was very complimentary of Ryan McCombs, and
yes,
you know, I'll be honest, and I was going to say this to him, but then I didn't want to embarrass myself. You know, when the song Halo from Soil came out, when it was on the radio, I thought it was Drowning Pool.
Oh yeah,
I mean, because it's very similar.
Yeah,
you know, the vocal styles and the kind of the same vibe and everything. I thought it was them, because it reminds me of Sinner. Drowning Pool's other song.
He would have taken that as a compliment. No embarrassment. It's all good.
But yeah, so there you go, man. CJ Pierce, it's in the books.
It was a good one.
We about lost him, but he came through. So here we are.
It was a good time. We do wish Drowning Pool all the best out there on the road. All the bands out there that are grinding it. Thank God we're past COVID. It's time to get out there and rock and roll again. So whatever festivals and shows are going on in your area, get out and enjoy some great live music, guys.
So what are some of those festivals? Do you have any of those lineups?
That they're going to be on?
Yeah.
I do. Like, matter of fact,
I didn't know if you were able to pull in.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, it's a little bit hard to read on this screen because there's so many different bands.
Just the headliners. You got what? Crew, Judas Priest, you know, Anthrax,
Limp Bizkit,
Foo Fighters, Slipknot,
and that's just Evanescence. Rockville. That's just rock. I mean, there's so many more. There's Sonic Temple, Disturbed, Misfits, Pantera, Slipknot. It's going to be a rock and roll summer, and people need to get out and see the live shows.
Aren't those amazing?
They are. I mean, it's a party, guys.
I mean, think about the money that goes in that. They're like,
I know.
Sheesh.
I was gonna ask him, but then I thought, now that'd be getting too into the nuts and bolts of things that probably bore our viewers. But I kind of wanted to ask him how is inflation impacting them. I mean, it's impacting all of us, but.
Well, think about, like, you know, gas prices and, on a bus and everything. But, you know, did you notice that he said that we'll get in a van and,
yes.
and we'll go. So, you know, I think a lot of bands will, you know, try to save gas
yes.
and gas prices by getting in the van and you know, hitting, you know, maybe good. Instead of paying for gas for on a bus, they yeah. just pay for a hotel room and just going through a van.
It's got to be astronomical. And then just, you know, he said they bring on 4 crew guys.
Yeah.
I mean, you're paying a lot of money to tour.
Yeah.
So
but if they get on a bigger tour, if they're doing like shows on their own, they're yeah. probably doing it through the van with a, you know, a little Astro van or whatever those
sure.
things are. And then they'll do the bus thing when,
yeah.
you know, there's.
I hope so. I mean, that's.
Yeah, he said that.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, that's right. Well, best wishes to Drowning Pool. What a cool guy. Thank you again, CJ Pierce, for your time. Let's talk real quick about our sponsors. DEB Concerts is bringing a great show here to Tulsa. Faster Pussycat.
Pussycat. Oh,
you scared the crap out of me. Dang. I was not expecting that.
Really?
Faster Pussycat with special guest Dime Store Riot Wednesday, April 24th. That's what, less than a week? Yeah, that's in 6 days. Doors at 7, show at 8. Tickets are $25. Please pick up your tickets at stubwire.com. This show is at the Venue Shrine here in Tulsa, Oklahoma. We've already talked about Rocklahoma, and dang it, we wish Drowning Pool was on this, but there are a handful of other great artists that you can check out at Rocklahoma. Make sure to visit the DEB concert stage at Rocklahoma. That's where Doug Burgess and crew will be hanging out and bringing a lot of our favorite bands to his stage. So we're looking forward to Rocklahoma this year. Thanks to our sponsor, Sycamo Filmworks. If you need a video for your band or business, email sycamo@gmail.com. Dustin Little can take care of any IT needs you might have. You can call 918-640-0892 or email dustin@okipc.com. If you need pictures done for your band, business, or anything else, you can go to shipmanphotos.com. Your branding will be done right by those folks. They do excellent work. If you need some screen printing done, email todd@identitymerch.com or call him at 918-521-5660. He is the gentleman that does our Tulsa Music Stream threads. If you guys want a shirt, go to our Facebook page and click on our website link at the top, and that will take you to our online store. You can support TMS all around town. We appreciate that. Like Scott said at the beginning of the show, watch TMS on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and Twitch. If you have not yet subscribed to our YouTube channel, please do so. Look up Tulsa Music Stream, subscribe, and hit that notification bell so you'll always know when we go live with an episode. If audio is your thing, you can also hear us on all of these podcast platforms, Spotify, Amazon Music, iHeart, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and more. And we don't really have anything on the docket yet, do we?
No.
We're working on it.
Yeah. I wanted to get this one done so we can concentrate on the next one, because I didn't want to have it, you know, be where it was the next day or 2 days. I like to have at least a 3-4 days to like research
yeah.
and kind of get it going. Cause sometimes if you reach out too soon, then they'll want one in 2 days.
We've done that to ourselves before.
But yeah, we're definitely looking into maybe getting Eric Martin from Mr. Big and yeah. Hopefully maybe Timmy Down from Faster Pussycat.
Yep. We'll trying.
We'll see how everything works. And, but we will most definitely notify you, keep you posted on our Tulsa Music Stream Facebook page.
Let me give a shout out real quick to Michelle Ingram, Robert Gilligan, Brian Matthews. Thank you guys for chiming in on our fan chat. We're so glad you guys enjoyed the show. Remember, guys, if you didn't catch it live, you can always catch the replay on all of our audio and video platforms that we just mentioned a few minutes ago. We appreciate your continued support. We're going to get back to work and get some more artists booked, so we can bring you another great episode of Tulsa Music Stream. Appreciate your support. You guys have a great week, a great weekend. Be safe. We love you, and we'll talk to you soon. Thanks for watching. Have a great night.
You guys take care.
Bye-bye.
to